So we'll move forward on Tuscany Realty versus Tuscany Gardens LP.
May I please report, Mr. Craig Price will argue for appellant, Mr. Doug Perrin will argue for appellee.
May it please the court, counsel, if I've learned anything from this appeal about real estate partnerships, is that you should use different names for the various entities that are investing in the partnership. Unfortunately, the parties here all use the name Tuscany in some form or fashion. So please forgive me if I misstate the names of my client or the opponent. Tuscany Realty Limited is the defendant in the underlying case, which was tried to the court in Denton County. Tuscany Gardens LP is a partnership that had one asset, an apartment complex in Louisville, Texas. This is a dispute over the disposition of the proceeds from the sale of the partnership itself. There is some confusion, I think, as to whether or not the assets of the partnership were sold or as to whether the partnership itself was sold. Counsel for the appellee takes the position that it was the partnership that was sold rather than the property itself. I submit to you it doesn't make much difference either way. Because this is a dispute over the disposition of those sale proceeds, this should be a dispute between the partners to that partnership. And again, the plaintiff is the actual partnership, Tuscany Gardens LP. It was not a partner to the partnership, it was the partnership. The three partners to that partnership were the defendant appellant, Tuscany Realty Limited, which owned 31%, Synergy Realty Investments, which owned 68%, and Tuscany Gardens Management Corporation, which owned 1%. The latter, Tuscany Gardens Management Corporation, was also the general partner of Tuscany Gardens LP. What is significant, Your Honors, is that all of the entities, except for the partnership, and except for the defendant appellant, were owned by a man named Mitchell Wexler. Mr. Wexler owned all of Synergy Realty Investments. He owned all of Tuscany Gardens Management Corporation. After the partnership was sold to Management Corporation, the partnership itself brought a lawsuit in Denton County against Tuscany Realty Limited, the defendant, seeking to recover certain sums that were in dispute from the result of that sale. There was approximately $371,000 that was in dispute. What the parties did was to allow the defendant, appellant, retain $71,000 in cash. An additional $300,000 was placed in escrow with a title company to be determined at some later point. Mr. Wexler testified at trial that he had to sell the partnership because the owner of the defendant, appellant, would not agree to just sell the property. Mr. Wexler also testified that he had to pay a bribe money, if you will, extortion of $371,000 in order to effect this sale of the property. His claim was, I would have been sued by the purchaser had I not paid the $371,000 in principal to Tuscany Realty Limited or to its owner, David Salomon. It's not clear, again, which parties received that money. In order to effect this transaction, the appellee, plaintiff, allowed for one of its partners, Synergy Realty Investments, to buy all of the partnership assets or the partnership interest from the defendant appellant. So Tuscany Realty Limited sold its 31% share to Synergy Realty Investments, effective June 1st, 2005, the same date that the partnership was sold to the third party, Management Corporation. The purchase price, as reflected in Plaintiff's Exhibit 27, was $300,000 placed in escrow and $71,000 paid to an agent, if you will, of defendant appellant, Tuscany Realty Limited. the check that purports to convey $71,000 in cash is located at Plaintiff's Exhibit 13. It's made payable to TR Gardens Corporation. Now, the plaintiff, Annapolis, has stated in its brief that that's just the general partner of Tuscany Realty Limited, the defendant. There's no evidence in the record that that's the case. If you look at the record sites cited by the Appalee, they do not indicate that TR Gardens, the recipient of the $71,000, was the managing partner or the general partner of Tuscany Realty Limited, the defendant. In fact, looking at Plaintiff's Exhibit 3, the last page, it shows that Crossway Realty purports to be the general partner of Tuscany Realty Limited. There's no evidence anywhere in the record of who TR Gardens Corp is or why they received a check for $71,000 from PG LLC, which, by the way, is a company maintained or owned by Mr. Vexler. It's an account that he uses for all of his businesses, including the Appalee Tuscany Gardens LP. The parties to this dispute should be, in a normal case, Synergy Realty Investments Incorporated, the partner that owns 68% of the partnership, Tuscany Gardens Management Corporation, which owns 1%, and my client, the appellant, Tuscany Realty Limited. They should be disputing the disposition of the $371,000. Remember, $71,000 was paid in the check, Plaintiff's Exhibit 13. The remaining $300,000 was put in escrow. There is another amount for $300,000 referred to in check in Exhibit 13 that does not appear to be payment of this disputed amount. What has happened since this case has been over is the Appalee has retained the $300,000 that was in escrow, and they're seeking to recover the $71,000. The Appalee, the partnership, never should have been the plaintiff in this case. Clearly, the partnership did not have standing to dispute the disposition of its sale proceeds. The partnership was sold to Management Incorporated. It's gone. The partners themselves should be disputing the allocation of the $371,000. That has not happened. Standing clearly is a component of subject matter jurisdiction. There is no ripe controversy between the partnership, Tuscany Gardens LP, and the defendant, Tuscany Realty Limited. Now, Synergy Realty Investments was a party to this lawsuit, but only as a counterclaimant, as a counterdefendant, excuse me. Tuscany Realty Limited, defendant and appellant, sued that company for breach of contract. There were no findings made in respect to that cause of action. There were no defenses asserted. There were affirmative defenses asserted, but there were no findings or conclusions of law entered on behalf of Synergy Realty Investments. In the amended final judgment, there is no relief granted to Synergy Realty Investments. Likewise, Tuscany Gardens Management Corporation was not involved in the lawsuit, even though it was a partner to the partnership. It should have been involved in this dispute over the disposition of those proceeds. Clearly, it is the burden of the plaintiff to establish that it has standing. That threshold is not high. It is met in most every case. In this case, the parties appear to have assumed that it was okay to proceed with the partnership suing for the disposition of those sale proceeds. If the court looks at the assignment of the partnership interest in which Synergy Realty Investments purchased the partnership interest from Tuscany Realty, it will see that clearly the partnership itself is not a party to that agreement. Appalee has suggested that we are arguing for a novation of a new contract between the parties. That is not what we are seeking here, Your Honors, and that is not an argument we are advancing. What we are suggesting is the right contract to sue on would have been the assignment of partnership interest. And that's a contract only between Synergy Realty Investments, which doesn't have any affirmative claims in this case, and the defendant appellant, Tuscany Realty Limited. That was not the case. The appellee has made the argument that the sale of the partnership could not have occurred unless Synergy Realty Investments purchased the assets or the partnership interest from Tuscany Realty, because the purchaser would have balked and would have sued the appellee, or perhaps Synergy Realty Investments would have sued somebody for the breach of that sale of the partnership. Nowhere in the record do the documents support that contention. The partnership agreements are contained in Exhibits 2 and 3, Plaintiff's Exhibits 2 and 3, an amended and restated partnership interest and a further first amended statement of the partnership interest. Clearly, in those cases, or in those documents, it appears that the general partner had full authority to convey the assets or any other aspect of the partnership to a third party if it so desired. What happened in this case is two men got in a dispute over how much money would be coming to them. That's not uncommon in real estate partnerships. The problem is they didn't cross their T's, they didn't dot their I's on which parties were going to be involved in this lawsuit.
So is it possible that that's a problem with capacity and not standing?
I don't think it's a problem with capacity, Your Honor. I think from the standpoint of the plaintiff, they have to prove their own standing. It would be a problem for the defendant in the case of capacity if he'd been sued individually and he claimed that he should have been sued through the corporate entity or the partnership entity of Tuscany Realty Limited. But I do think that those issues are different. Certainly, capacity is something that can be waived if one doesn't file a verified defense and doesn't raise it. Standing, of course, as a component of subject matter jurisdiction, cannot be waived. And the appellees make the argument that everybody knew what was going on, the trial judge knew what was going on, it's all the same money, and therefore we should just overlook the nicety of standing. Unfortunately, if that were the case, we would have an amended final judgment that allows the parties to evoke equitable principles when dealing in corporate entities. And that's the very reason why standing is important and why it's not a waivable component. Like I said, the burden for establishing standing is not high. All the appellee had to do was get the right parties to bring this lawsuit. That did not occur. The appellees asserted two causes of action, breach of contract and declaratory relief. The judgment appears to be cobbled together from those two causes of action. On the one hand, the judgment speaks of the defendant, appellant, breaching the partnership agreement. However, the document that reflects the disposition, if you will, of the $371,000 is contained in the assignment of partnership interest. That's Exhibit 27. That's not a document, not a contract between the plaintiff, appellee, and the defendant, appellant. It's certainly conceivable that in deciding the issue of that breach of contract from that assignment of partnership interest, a court or a fact finder may have to look back at the partnership agreement. The actual cause of action, the remedies, arise from that dispute in the assignment of partnership interest. Likewise, if the court granted relief based on the Declaratory Relief Act, it does not appear well stated in either the findings of fact and conclusions of law or the amended final judgment. It's not clear what document is being adjudicated because the court, or being clarified, because the court relies specifically on the assignment of partnership interest, Exhibit 27, that's again a document between Synergy Realty Investments, which is not a plaintiff, and the defendant in this case. Because the plaintiff has not established standing in this case. The only remedy that this court can grant is to reverse the trial court's amended final judgment, remand it to the trial court in order that it be dismissed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Price. And Mr. Perrin?
May it please the court, Mr. Price. The author Roy Blunt, I think, wrote in one of his books that if a cat could talk, the cat would say, "I don't see the problem here." And that's the position that the appellee is in. This really was, as Mr. Price said at the outset, just a case about how funds were to be distributed. Now, the determination about how those funds were to be distributed belongs to the partnership, not to an individual partner. The partner that Mr. Price represented disputed the way that the funds were to be dispersed, and that was set out in Plaintiff's Exhibit 14 that showed where all the money went. It referred to particular sections in the partnership agreement to support it. But the defendant, Tuscany Realty Limited, the appellant in this case, refused to accept that. Now, it is the partnership that gets the money and determines what happens to it, the general partner, of course. And so maybe it would have been better if we'd sued in the name of the general partner rather than the partnership itself. But again, what difference does it make? Because the money has to be received by the partnership and then dispersed by the partnership to the individual partners. Now, may there have been a dispute between one partner and another about who was supposed to get how much? Perhaps. But the way you handle that dispute is that the general partner, who is responsible for the management of the partnership, takes care of it, which is exactly what happened here in the end when Judge Shipman said, "Tuscany Realty, you're wrong. You're not entitled to this money. The way the general partner set it out is correct." So the whole idea of there not being standing just doesn't make sense to us. The exhibit that Mr. Price was referring to, Exhibit 27, which is the assignment of partnership interests, in paragraph 5, says in part, "Although Tuscany Gardens LP and the undersigned investor have a disagreement as to the funds to be distributed upon a sale to Management Solutions, Inc., and then it goes on to set out the... But the parties themselves say the dispute is between Tuscany Gardens LP and the undersigned investor, which is clearly Tuscany Realty Limited. That's who had the dispute, and that's why the suit was filed the way it was. There was a concrete dispute between the parties. There was obviously a real controversy between them. This case was vigorously fought. There was lots of discovery. It went to trial. In the record, there's a lengthy discussion between Judge Shipman and counsel at the end of the case about the things that came up during the case. Judge Shipman made his decision and determined that the relief that the plaintiff was seeking should be granted. Now, that relief was granted, the remedy was obtained, and that takes care of it. So we just don't see how anything is different if Synergy is somehow the plaintiff instead of Tuscany LP. In fact, it seems to me that that was not the proper way to proceed, because the partnership had to be the plaintiff because they're the ones who disperse, who receive the money and have the obligation to disperse it.
But is the partnership a party that has been injured by the alleged breach of the contract?
I believe it has, Mr. Chief Justice, because of the fact that under the partnership agreement, the way it works, it is the partnership that has to get the money and then has the obligation, the general partner has the obligation to disperse it.
Oh, but the way you're describing it is as if the general partnership is simply a conduit through which the money that you're saying that should have gone to these other limited partners passes, but I'm not hearing any real injury to the general partnership as a result of the alleged breach.
Well, the injury is that the money that was supposed to be received and dispersed in a certain way couldn't be done that way. Therefore, the general partner could not observe its obligations under the partnership agreement because it was stymied and prevented from doing so by the defendant. And in fact, that's part of the basis for the breach of contract claim, that the partnership could not operate as it was supposed to. The general partner was prohibited from observing and fulfilling its obligations because of the defendant's refusal to observe the provisions of the partnership agreement regarding the disbursement of funds. At the end of the case, Judge Shipman determined that the accounting was proper, that the books were kept properly, and that's what the case was about. Were the books kept properly? Could you tell from the books how much money had been received and how much, therefore, was supposed to go to the various partners? The trial court concluded that there was. We're not saying that the partnership as a plaintiff was the only way this could have been done. Obviously, it could have been done with the general partner as a plaintiff or otherwise. But what we're saying is there's not just one exclusive way to do it. This was a proper way to do it. The proper parties were before the court. Proper relief was given by the court. The controversy was concluded in an appropriate way.
Let me clarify again, though. You say the $71,000 had been held by and received by the partnership itself. Is that correct?
The $71,000 that was paid to Tuscany Realty, that came from the sale of the partnership interest. That's correct.
Okay. The assignment indicates that Synergy had received it. It talks about Synergy's release of $71,000.
I know it does, and I wish it didn't say that, Your Honor, because I do think that that's a technical mistake. And I agree with Mr. Price that the parties probably were not as precise as they should have been in this particular document. But obviously that money had to come to the partnership before it could go to Synergy. Now, I don't know if they set it up so that it went to the partnership, then to Synergy, and then Synergy paid it back. That's not in the record, and I don't think it's in this document.
Okay.
If there are no further questions, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Perrin. Mr. Price.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Perrin asked the question, what does it really matter? It matters a great deal if we're going to accord to the issue of standing the type of scrutiny that makes it non-waivable, that makes it arguable for the first time on appeal. It's not an equitable argument. It's not something that can be complied with whenever it suits the plaintiff. It is an essential component of the plaintiff's case that they must establish they have standing in every case. Appley has not done that in this case. Mr. Perrin stated that the money comes into the partnership. But remember, the Appley has stated throughout that the entire partnership interests were sold to Management Solutions Incorporated. And if one looks at that purchase and sale agreement, which is Plaintiff's Exhibit 7, that is a purchase and sale agreement between Synergy Realty Investments and Management Solutions Incorporated, selling, according to the Appley, the entire partnership interest. It makes no sense that the money for the sale of that partnership would go to the partnership to be distributed to the three partners. Somebody had to collect that money and then distribute it to the partners. What Synergy Realty Investments did, along with my client, Tuscany Realty, was decide on the same day as the sale, effective June 1st, 2005, Synergy buys my client out and then owning 100% of the partnership sells the partnership, lock, stock, and barrel, not just the assets, to Management Solutions Incorporated. It makes no sense to argue that the money goes first into the partnership and then to be distributed pursuant to the partnership agreement. What the parties actually did is Appley's owner, Mr. Wexler, made a deal to sell that partnership. He bought 100% of the partnership, and he said, I'll deal with you, Tuscany Realty Limited, later, according to the terms of this assignment of partnership interest. I'm sure they wish they had put more detail in that assignment that would have determined how those proceeds were to be divided. But if you look at Exhibit 27, there's no way that you can consider and argue that the Appley, Tuscany Gardens LP, was a party to that contract. And the dispute mentioned in paragraph 5 that's to be decided later is not the dispute between Tuscany Gardens LP and my client. It's the dispute between the undersigned investor, Tuscany Realty Limited, and Synergy Realty Investments, the party that made that agreement. There's really no other way to look at it. Justice Livingston, you asked the question of where the money came from. The record is very clear that the checks were cut. The money came to Tuscany Realty Limited from an account maintained by PG LLC. That was a general operating entity, general operating account that Mr. Vexler used for all of his entities, including the partnership Tuscany Gardens LP. He was supposed to segregate, or the partnership was supposed to segregate its funds according to the partnership agreement. That didn't happen. He put everything into PG LLC, and there is no evidence anywhere in the record that the money paid to TR Gardens Corp., the $71,000 and the $300,000 that was escrowed to Republic Title, there's no evidence that that came from money earmarked from the sale of the partnership. Money goes into PG LLC, money comes out to Tuscany Realty Limited. They certainly did not do a good job of papering this transaction. That's the burden of the plaintiff. They didn't do a good job of establishing that this entity, Tuscany Gardens LP, has standing to maintain this suit against Tuscany Realty Limited. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Price. Mr. Perrin, the court appreciates both of you appearing here this morning to present your arguments. The case is submitted, and you're both excused. Thank you.